Well, Gary, you're out of the competition, obviously disappointing. Was the result right, or do you feel hard done by?
No, I thought, the manner of the goals is disappointing from us. Sloppy goals, and you can't give teams any head start, no matter what level they're from or playing at. And, like I say, we're bitterly disappointed to be out of the competition.
Did you agonise over making as many changes as you did, bearing in mind what happened this time last year?
I think it goes through your head, yeah, of course it does. But then we had to, we took the decision to look at the squad and the numbers, the situation that we're in, but also to give people an opportunity and to stake a claim. And some did. I thought some put a case forward for Saturday and some didn't, as simple as that.
One who surely has is Keita, who I'm sure you'd agree changed the game to some degree when he came on. He looked positive, he created chances. The goalkeeper hadn't really been tested too much second half until he did come on.
Yeah, he's really shown some real potential, and we're excited with him. And like you say, we've got to keep trying to get him fit. He's still catching up on his fitness because he come later into pre-season. But I thought, like, the introduction of him and Modu Barrow, the pace that they both have got, the power, was exciting for us and something severely for us to build on.
Talk about the manner of the goals that you conceded tonight. The first one's a horrible goal. Yeah. There's a couple of errors in there. The second one, how many times we hear you're at your most vulnerable when you've just scored? They're two shockers, aren't they, from your perspective?
Correct, yeah, exactly. I mean, a couple of misplaced passes in the first one. But then, like you say, to get back in the game and then to concede straight away was totally naive and unacceptable with what we had on the pitch.
Being out of the competition, fans won't like that.
No.
It gives you time to concentrate on other things. Can that be a blessing at all?
No, like you say, I don't ever like losing matches, and tonight's an example of that. But, we've just got to dust ourselves down and work with a group that's going to go to Huddersfield and try and get our first victory of the season.
You're the one who makes the decisions. Have you got it wrong tonight?
By giving people an opportunity to stake a claim in the place. If you look at the names on the team sheet, we blooded some youngsters, and I thought, Ryan Nyambi really came of age tonight. I was really impressed with him because, he was disappointed with his involvement in the first goal, but he stuck at it and didn't feel sorry for himself and set up a wonderful goal for us with the cross that he did. And the potential for him is massive. So I don't have any problems giving him the opportunity to see if he can be a future Blackburn Rovers player. And he certainly stepped up to that tonight. And for someone that's only 17, it's exciting for us that, he's put in that performance. After, possibly making a mistake and could have crumbled, and he didn't, and his temperament's really come to the fore tonight.
Are you a great deal happier with your options going to Huddersfield than you were maybe a couple of weeks ago with the additions that you've been able to make?
Oh, I'm certainly happier now we've brought Hope Akpan in and Modu Barrow. Ideally, we would have liked him before the kick-off against Wolves, but that's not to be. We're continuously looking still. We've got two places left in the squad, and we're still continuing to look to add to it, and if the right player's there, we'll certainly go knocking on the owner's door.
Might you need to lose a midfielder, or are you happy with the number you've got, Gary? Because there seems to be quite a fair amount of choice for you in the middle of the park now, doesn't there?
Well, I think it's something that we were lacking last year because we suffered with injuries. At this moment in time, it's always rosy when everybody's fit. But, like I say, the opportunity to bring somebody in like Hope, who's got great energy, great legs and a real powerhouse as well, was just too good to miss, and especially with our numbers as they are. I mean, Corey's come off again tonight. His thigh's still a little bit tight. So that just, straight away leaves you with one short already. So, we're not blessed with numbers for sure, but if we can certainly look to add one or two more, we'll do so.
And both know the level, don't they? They already know what the Championship's about.
Yeah, I think if you look at the players that we've brought in, we've managed to bring in on three transfers. We brought in some real experienced players, and they're still only young, 20, I think Hope's 24 as well, so to be able to have done that in the circumstances of this embargo has been not bad business.